This is an inspirational thought for Monday, April 11th. The number is 2376. We as Christians are a lot like plants in our growth. We should put down our roots, break through the earth, spread out our branches, and burst into blossom. But such growth is not always evident in our lives. It's so easy to become bored and indifferent in the day-in and day-out routine of activities. Often we just hang on and don't make any moves toward spiritual maturity and fruitfulness. If you find yourself in a standstill, allow Jesus, the Son of Righteousness, to warm your heart anew with His love and send your roots deeper into the Word of God by meditating on it. And then you'll be like a fruitful tree as an ever-increasing influence and witness to others. Discover the Word. Read Psalm 1. That's Psalm 1. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Tuesday, April 12th. The number is 23. Figure skater Paul Wiley is a Harvard grad and a born-again Christian. He insists, and rightly so, that whether he's performing on the ice or reading in the library of the Harvard Law School, he can serve his Savior, Jesus Christ. I think that every Christian should be called a minister in his place of work, he says. So I try to be a minister wherever I go. When people come up to me and ask questions, I tell them the truth. Whatever job we do, we can serve Christ. We don't have to stand behind a pulpit to function as a minister of our Savior. That task has been assigned to everyone who has been born again. Discover the Word. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 25. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 25. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Wednesday, April 13th. The number is 2378. Many methods have been used to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ over the centuries. In a major city in the Midwest, one method that's been used is prayer evangelism. In the campaign to reach the populace, organizers have set out to pray for every individual. All cooperating churches have been assigned the names of people living in various parts of the city. Of course, it'll take other kinds of contacts, such as literature and face-to-face visits. But prayer is the major element. In 1 Timothy, Paul said to begin the work of evangelism with supplications, prayers, intercessions for all men. What about your neighbor and mine? Let's begin right now to do some prayer evangelism. Discover the Word. Read 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. That's 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Thursday, April 14th. The number is 2379. In 1878, a merchant extended to Andrew Garcia jawbone credit. Without putting anything into writing, he gave Garcia $300 worth of supplies. The trapper promised to return and pay his debt in skins from his expedition. While he was away, hostile Indians moved into the area and weather conditions got bad. But Garcia was determined to keep his word. After some nerve-wracking experiences, he returned to pay his debt. We don't put much stock in verbal promises these days because people fail to keep them. And God, too, makes vows, but He always keeps His word. Let's thank God for being a God of integrity, and let's resolve to be people whose word can be trusted. Discover the Word. Read Matthew chapter 5, verses 33 through 37. That's Matthew chapter 5, verses 33 through 37. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Friday, April 15th. The number is 20. Has this ever happened to you? You were driving down the highway on a pleasant evening after a full day. You were paying attention to traffic, but the next thing you hear are the crunch of tires on gravel, and they're yours. At some time, your mind must have wandered. Either you were daydreaming or enjoying the beauty of the evening and forgot what you were doing. What would happen if God's mind wandered? Colossians tells us that Christ holds the universe together and keeps it in motion. But don't worry, that'll never happen. Why? Because God, who never sleeps, is watching over the world and us all at the same time. We're ever at the center of His attention and care. With God's mind on us, we can put our minds at ease. Discover the Word. Read Psalm 121. That's Psalm 121. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Monday, April 4th. The number is 2371. Four. Deception has always been part of military strategy, and the British put it into good use during World War II in North Africa. They constructed pasteboard tanks and airplanes to deceive the Germans. From the air, this fake equipment looked real enough to fool reconnaissance personnel. Followers of Christ today are also in a battle. Satan is the master deceiver. But how do we defend ourselves against his tactics? We will not be taken in by Satan's lies if we know the truth of God's word and are battle ready through a disciplined life and a steadfast commitment to Jesus Christ. For the Christian, God's truth is the best protection against Satan's lies. Discover the Word. Read Colossians chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. That's Colossians chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Tuesday, April 5th. The number is 23. Enjoy being commended by parents, teachers, and others in authority. And even adults like to receive the approval of people they respect. Well, this built-in desire for praise is not wrong. Honest commendation can be very encouraging and can bring out the best in us. The Bible tells us to look forward to the day when we'll receive the praise of God. But there's a problem when we place more value on the applause we receive from people than on praise from God in the life to come. Living for God's approval is always better than living for man's applause. So, Lord, help us to take the long-range view and want Your praise more than the praise of people. Discover the Word. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Wednesday, April 5th. A British factory worker and his wife were excited when they discovered that they were going to have their first child. According to Jill Briscoe, who told this true story, the man eagerly informed his fellow workers about how God had answered their prayers. But they made fun of him for asking God for a child. Well, the baby was born with Down syndrome. So as the father returned to work, he wondered how he was going to face his co-workers. "God, please give me wisdom," he prayed. And just as he feared, some said mockingly, "So God gave you this child, did he?" The father replied, "I'm glad God gave me this child and not you." In God's eyes, every person is important. He sent his only son to die for us. May we remember how much he values each human life. Discover the word. Read 2 Samuel chapter 9. That's 2 Samuel chapter 9. Discover the word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class in this station. This is an inspirational thought for Thursday, April 7th. The number is 23. A young boy and his stepfather had difficulty communicating. The man was outgoing and loved to fish. The boy was quiet and loved to read. The stepfather wanted to get close to the boy, so he took him on a fishing trip. The boy wanted to go home, but didn't know how to tell his stepfather directly, so he wrote him a note. Well, the man looked at it, but the fishing trip continued for 4 more days. Finally home, the boy shared his frustration with his mother. She replied, "Son, your father can't read." In order to have good communication, Paul urges us as believers to speak truthfully with each other and to be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another. That's Christ-like love. Discover the word. Read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25 through chapter 5, verse 1. That's Ephesians chapter 4, verses 25 through chapter 5, verse 1. Discover the word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. April 8th. The number is 2375. In his book, Life Together, Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote, "The first service that one owes to others in the fellowship consists of listening to them. And just as love for God begins with listening to His Word, so the beginning of love for brothers is learning to listen to them. It's because of God's love for us that He not only gives us His Word, but also lends us His ear. Listening to others is important today because our churches are becoming increasingly diverse. We come from broad ethnic and racial backgrounds and are at different levels of maturity. But if we show our love by listening, our common faith in Christ can bind us together. Remember, listening may be the most important thing you do today." Discover the word. Read Acts chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. That's Acts chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station.